squeeze my lemon. I take it, grab it, squeeze my lemon. I take it, hold it, squeeze my lemon.
Alrighty, music of Mumbayachi. This one's called Squeeze My Lemons.
DJShowster.com. Mm-hmm.
I know we played this song, this particular song, earlier on the show.
K-Ami Music.
Yes.
We're not going to play this song in full because we actually played it earlier. Music of Ebo Chungu. This song is called Extra Time. Good morning to you. This is Cube Breakfast, the radio edition. Hanging out with Talo all the way up until
9
this morning. My name is DJ Showster. Tell you what, why we're playing this song again is because we want to have it playing in the background as we talk to... Oh, and by the way, Ebo Chungu is on the line.
Oh, I know already. I don't know why you expect me to be surprised. We're together in the booth. Oh my gosh, Abel Chungu, everybody. Yay.
You know what? You need to be yourself. We're about to talk to Abel Chungu. He doesn't know, like, I have people who scream around when, you know, I'm working.
Everyone
I work with is behaving themselves.
OMG.
Hey, what's up, DJ?
Dude, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm good.
Hi, Ebo Chungu.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Ebo Chungu is married. Happily married.
Hey, my friend, the comedian.
He's a Christian.
He's a president. We have hope.
And she has hope that you're a comedian, you're a president. Dude, it's good to have you here, though.
It's good to be here, man. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, man. First things first, you are under, I don't know if it's really getting to you, but I'm seeing a lot of people talking about how, you know, first of all, you were saying how come there were not gospel artists at the event that just happened in Livingston, the Day of Thunder.
Yeah.
And some people are already talking that you attended the event.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear from you about that. So did you attend the event?
Yes, I did. So I hope you're ready for the whole backstory.
We are ready.
Yes, please.
We are ready.
Yes.
Okay. So a few weeks ago, I actually tweeted when I said the tweet actually said I love the lineup for Day of Thunder, but I'm asking, well, I haven't seen any gospel artists on the acts. Then I said, is it still all about the music? Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that I have a lot of thought behind something. Anytime I start something, I know if it's going to be at a negative backlash. And the reason why I even tweeted that was people don't know that the first time when Mossy was creating Day of Thunder, they were transitioning from the Music Awards. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So remember, the big heat about the Music Awards was a lot of the secular artists had come up. And they started saying that they're not getting paid for enough for their awards, so they began to shun the awards. It started bringing a lot of heat. Now, when Mossy called for a meeting, the people that actually went to represent them, a majority of them on that board were gospel artists: Joya T, Gloria Kavungu, myself. There was even Fraser from Amayenge. It was a mixed batch of people. But I remember us sitting in the room and I posed this question to them. I said, if you're going to start this event called Day of Thunder, is it still going to be predominantly about the music? Because I know an event, you're selling alcohol and the thing, but I said, are we going to move away from the music? And the agreement was like, no, it's not. It's a celebration of music mm-hmm. at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I said, okay, great, that's awesome. So the first Day of Thunder, if you remember, we headlined by Lauderhouse, together with Casper and Invest.
Yes.
So it's not like there's never been any Christian artists on that stage. They have been. The second year, 2017, we know people like Esther Chungu jumped on that stage. I think Microphone 7, a few others, including poets and the main act, I think, that year was Diamond Platnumz. In fact, the music director for that was Mac 44, was getting a lot of the artists prepared, even from Chef and different people. He was in charge of the stage work and whatnot. So you have to understand that from a musical aspect, outside of the whole selling of alcohol, from a musical aspect, that for us as musicians and artists, it was a coming together for music, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I noticed in 2018 that those, I didn't see any gospel acts. I was like, okay, you know what, maybe they're just taking the most popular artists. Then 2019, it happened. Before I'd even tweeted about it, I asked a few different artists. I said, hey, you know, do you have any contacts with whoever's working? I even asked some of the guys who were paid to push the event. I said, do you know why there's no gospel acts this year? So they said, so I realized if I tweet about it, it's just going to sound like, you know, he just wants to be there. And I'm just like, and I kind of did. So what I did is I messaged some of the young, especially the ones who do R&B, because more modern style. I said, listen, I'm going to start something. And I know the negativity is going to be on me. But I know that at the end of the day, you got people will recognize and realize. Those who realize what I'm talking about, you know, you guys will probably shine on you after. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm okay with being a bad guy for this. So when I tweeted about it, funny enough, that same night, I was at the Zambia Institute of Marketing event, and I bumped into the marketing director.
Yes.
And of ZB. And I said, hey, you know, I posted this tweet today, caused a lot of fire, but it wasn't to shoot at anyone, but just to ask a question, especially on that last part. He says, you know, it's funny. He says, you know, when you bring it up, we actually didn't even really think about it. He says, that's a very good analysis. And I told him, I said, because he started talking about Thunder Beats.
Yes.
And if you remember Thunder Beats, the whole thing was they're selecting young talent who are going to. So, and I even said, you know, if you're going to pick young people who are singing, I said, you do know that the church nurtures a lot. It's the one place in this country where people get the opportunity to increase their gift.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you watch the event, a lot of the bands that were playing, even for the people that are considered secular artists, were Christian bands.
Yes, true.
These are guys who are nurtured in church and what? Because the church gives you a chance to rehearse and practice and what? So when we're giving these people understand that they're going to go back into the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to shoot them and bring them down and not, then where's the point of influence? So I told them, I said, listen, you're going to have a lot of young people. And if this becomes now the nature where saying we don't want any Christians or people of faith on that stage, I said, you're going to alienate a lot of talent. And we talked about it at length, and he says, you know, that's really good. You know, we didn't even think about that and whatnot. And he gave me his vision. You know, I'm sure that's their vision and time. It was a very productive conversation. So the next day, I actually got a phone call, and they said, they would like to have a meeting with you. And I said, what is it about? Because what I didn't want is it to be, would you like to perform? And I was like, I was avoiding that because I knew that it would be all connected to the tweet and just look like I wanted. So they called me and said, listen, we're doing this Thunder Beats and they're reaching the top six. Would you like to come and mentor? So I said, sounds like a really good opportunity to be able to mentor the Thunder Beats guys. So I went to the Thunder Beats house and we had a discussion about authenticity. And my main topic was, I was even telling them, I said, listen, when I got on that stage, one of the biggest shockers was you have this church crowd, which you're mostly performing to. But when I sang on that stage, the same people that were singing my songs word for word. And I said, the next Gasper comes on stage. And I said, these are basically the same fan, you know. It's who we make music to. We can't dictate how that person is going to act after. If that song changes their life right then, and they're well and good. But if that song is a transitional point or whatnot, that's good. So you have to be able to respect the fans that you have, whether they're drink guys or whether they're smokers and whatnot. So that was a passion of love where you understand that, you know, your fans come from all over. So it was kind of an awakening. So from that point, we talked about that. And I told them, I said, you guys here in this Thunder Beats house, be yourselves when you get on that. Don't feel like you have to become another artist, you know, or sound like somebody else. So after that, Vivi was like, part of the agreement was like, listen, they invited me to now to Day of Thunder as well. And being an artist myself, I love music. You know, so we went to I was in Livingston because I was also doing a comedy show the night before.
Yes.
So it was just a good thing to stick around. And so, and funny enough, that day, because of Livingston, everyone knows I love Livingston. So I tweeted earlier on about that was the first place I ever got the mission in my life to do music or to make love the central point. So I tweeted about it even before Day of Thunder, when I wrote that whole tweet about, when I was in Livingston, I met the girl who was a prostitute and I played a song for it. This had nothing in connection with Day of Thunder. That tweet was just like, when you're at the place where you remembered where you felt God called you to ministry, and your style of ministry, like it was on the streets. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a pastor or Damien and whatnot. It was on the streets.
How was that?
With somebody. Yeah.
Now that you're talking about this one, I want to figure out the scenario. Please make it clear. The scenario where you were playing prostitute.
So in 2006, a friend of mine who was chairman of Kyle for Michael said, listen, I'm going on a missions trip to Livingston. Would you like to come? And I said, yeah, sure. I wasn't even a member of Chi Alpha, so I went on that mission trip. So we started doing a lot of ministry. Then where we were staying, where that area is, where there's now buses, Mazando and whatnot, we were staying there's a bluff at the back there. So that was an area where a lot of prostitutes would frequent. So when they were doing ministry the night before, I was so scared. I said, like, man, I've never spoken to a prostitute about Jesus. I'm like, not. So that one night, I was actually going to buy talk time.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into a place to buy talk time, and this girl who's, like, walking up and down, you know, she's, you know, again, she's a prostitute. She's up and down. So she comes, and she's buying talk time. So I buy talk time, and I say, and we get into a conversation. And I knew I wanted to talk about it, but I didn't know where to start. So we sit down by a bus shed. I said, do you like to sit down? She says, yeah. Tied my guitar on my back. So I turn it around and I'm like, I said, can I just play you a song? She goes, yeah. So I start playing a song and I was just freestyling, just thinking about everything about God's goodness and his love. And she starts to cry. And I look at her, I'm like, would you like to receive Christ in your heart? She goes, yes. And that's how she goes. And I remember the feeling, the emotion. I was just like, God, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So she gave her life to Christ just by you?
She gave her life to Christ.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
And so for me, that became the element of the music. That became the element of where I wanted the music to play. You know what I'm saying? It was to the people that were at that point where they felt like they weren't. Not this is why even like with my own struggles I put it in my music, because I'm just like, there's always someone who can relate, you know what I'm saying? Not just everything is just God is good, but he says, you know, we must love people as well, and the hardest people to love are people. And so that was the experience that reminded me every time I go to Livingston why I love that place, because that's where my ministry was basically started, you know, and how I relate with people. And, you know, that's why I'm friends with whether people say secular artists and whatnot, because it's just where I came from. It's just that was the basis of who I am. Yeah.
We have seen some posts that say that you are suspended. You are not able to preach anymore in church because
that's fake news. That's why.
Okay.
You say it in the Donald Trump way. That's fake news.
Oh, fake news.
Yeah, that's fake.
Not
news.
True.
Yeah.
It does not happen at any time.
No, I'm not on a staff of any church. I'm just a church member at my church. I used to serve as a youth director for my church. That was back. The last time I did it was 2011. But I do preach in churches. I preached in a church about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
When I preached at Mavuno Church when their pastor was out. And you know, the thing is, like, this people, we preach in churches. People get healed. Things happen. But the thing is, that's funny thing is that that's not the stuff that trends. You know what I'm saying? You know, so now back to again to Day of Thunder. So we're backstage and we're taking pictures. Like, you know, for me, one of the things I didn't want is, again, you know, I know who I am personally as an individual. So I did not want any, I went backstage because I'm like, I don't want a place where I'm taking pictures. And that's what the thing I was avoiding. I just didn't want a place where people start talking or I'm like, if you take the attention of how great the acts were, you know what I'm saying? Because they did so much work. And so I remember this girl comes up to me and says, oh, can you take a picture? I said, yeah, sure. So we take a picture. And the morning after, next, somebody sends the picture to me. And I'm like, and I just like, oh, gosh, not again. And
that's a picture that's trending?
That's the picture that's trending. And so it was just like, no.
Were you with your family then?
Actually, I was with my host.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, you were with your host. Oh, because you were invited that site.
My host. Yes, yes. Because remember, we're doing a comedy show the night before.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bwana Njombe and IDC, which is really good. So I was with my host. So I was also amongst other artists. So she actually took pictures with individual different artists. I think she might have even taken a picture with one of the rappers there. Another
thing. Yes.
And the pictures are there. But I'm not going to go into great lengths and start saying, look, Chris uses another
person. Anakopesa nandani. But anyways, I also wanted to find out something. What's been the reason of the gospel artist at the DOT in the past maybe 2 or 3 years?
So he said, from basically what I heard is that he wasn't considered, you know, at the time, you know, as an art. But what raised for me, it said, okay, if it wasn't considered, that's for me, I was comfortable with that. Like, oh, okay, someone didn't even, when somebody was looking at the list of artists and saying, you know, we didn't have a gospel artist here, you know what I'm saying? It didn't feel like it was mandatory. Mm-hmm. What for me became an issue is when people say, finish when I fire my gospel artist. But what they said, like, it's never happened. That's when I'm like, oh, okay. I realized that it's going to create an element of whereby someone who's a Christian now feels intimidated to even perform on that stage just because it's labeled as a stage for only secular artists. I'm like, I even told them, I said, you need to clarify this. Because again, you're getting young artists who've never been on a stage before, and then you're giving them that stage. And if this becomes the element that people now dictate who performs, because as an artist, you're the one who gives your gifts to the world.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This morning, I was having a great chat, very, very encouraging words from, of all people, you think it's a gospel, but it's Pilato.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, he sent me a message.
Pilato's like, a very smart human being.
You know what I'm saying? And him and I have had the most honest, real, down-to-earth conversations, which are just uplifting. We've argued, and we have. He's one of those people who I love because if I argue with Pilato, it's on an intellectual level, and we leave it there, and we're back to talking.
Yeah, but tell me something. Yeah. What do you have to say to people who think that gospel artists are not supposed to perform at an event like that?
I think you know, at the end of the day, I respect where people are coming from. You know what I'm saying? I do respect where people are coming from. I do believe many people's gifts and who they are born or birthed or nurtured in a church. So it often feels like to do anything like at an event like Day of Thunder, or I've done Oktoberfest or whatnot, it always feels like you're betraying that audience. Because again, your audience feels like they own you. You know what I'm saying? If many times, even when a secular artist tries to do a gospel song or something, like sometimes even their own fans go against them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like your fans or where you're coming, where people know, associate you from. People feel like they own you as an artist. Meanwhile, your music could go so far and you could be touching so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't feel bad for those that feel like that. You're like, hey man, me, this is my audience. Again, gospel music is not a genre of music. It's the message.
Yes.
So the style could be different. Some people they do hip hop, and I feel like if they're good enough, then let the stages or the environment that appreciates that kind of music accommodate them. I remember when I tweeted, somebody's like, "Hey, Nish Don Moe in Tyler." That I'm like,
"Tyler, go ahead, Tyler,
go Coachella." You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said Don Moe in style is Coachella. Not modern. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It can't relate with that crowd. You know, his message is gospel. It's the same as my message, but it's a different style altogether. So it's not like John Moen is competing on the charts with Drake. No, you know what I'm saying? So it's, I do understand, but then there's people who are making this music which young people relate with, which everyone can walk with. When people are bumping Extra Time, I'm going to different corners and people, that's my jam, that's my song. Or if people come up, even at these backs, I'm like, one of the things that I thought about was, I'm backstage, I'm at Day of Thunder. A girl comes up and says she's a fan, she wants to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I have fans in that crowd.
Yes.
At the same Day of Thunder.
My music in that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't dictate who embraces the music. That's probably the music, whether they listen to and they're going to sleep. That's the music that, because I meet some people like, hey man, when I lost my dad, your music was,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You know, before I just used to get high or just alcohol, or they still drink, or you know what I'm saying? But you have those honest conversations where you realize that anywhere you are, you can meet your fans.
Yes. In conclusion, Ebo, is there anything you'd like to put out there?
I think the only thing that I can honestly say with myself as an individual is that this is not in terms of an excuse or whatnot. I know sometimes I'm not the most perfect individual. But one of the things I understand is who Christ is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God is a loving God. He loves people from all walks of life. You know, and that's one of the things. Those are the key things, arguments that they used to have. Why is Jesus sitting and eating? Not even just like, why is he laying hands on one? Why is he sitting and eating with tax collectors and sinners? Because he understands. He understands who people are and where they come from. And it was that love that was helpful to people. You know, all I can say is I think to social media as well has become extremely, extremely toxic in terms of whereby people can say something to your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You Showstar, I know you get a lot of heat for people saying like, oh, no. There are times where even I'm like, where you went overboard. but one of the things I'll tell you is that you have the ability to say something to someone's face, which people hide on social media.
Yes.
That's the thing. I would rather Showstar say something to my face than, you know, tweet about it and then hide under an identity.
Yes.
I think that's cowardice. I didn't grow up like that, you know? So everyone's having an opinion, but very few people are calling you or having a one-on-one conversation.
Yes.
So I grew up in the thing where even last time I mentioned it's confrontational, where I meet people, I talk to people. If people tell me, oh, music. What? Last year I was doing music with prisoners. Some of those guys were convicted rapists. Some of those guys were, you know, murderers. But we made music together. Because at the end of the day, when God said, when you're on an assignment or when you're doing stuff out of love, you realize the last thing on your mind is to embrace a form of hate. You know, so I still have, you know what I'm saying, whether people come to understand what I'm doing or my mind or my heart about something, that's up to them. But I think those people that really do understand or know my heart when it comes to different issues, I think that's good with me.
All right, Ebo, I'd like to thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful one, man.
Yeah.
Cheers. All righty, been talking to Ebo Chungu Musuka. He came under fire over, you know, him attending the Day of Thunder and him talking about, gospel artists missing at the stage for this Lions performance, this year's performance, and whatnot. So, I mean, we had to have him here. And, of course, he's credited out. I think I'm all clear. Yeah, Talu?
I think I like what he said. It's all about the music. It's about the music. Sometimes you don't even pick what type of music speaks to your heart.
It's not even the genre, it's the message.
Yeah, it's the message. Sometimes it's not just the beat, the way it's synchronized with the lyrics, with the words. Everything's just, it's all about the music. And I think a lot of people tend to forget that. There's some music, I won't even lie, that will speak to my heart, and it's not gospel music. There's some music that is gospel that will make me dance, a Chimwemwe dance. You know what I mean? It's all about the music at the end of the day.
Yeah. Good morning to you. 42 after 8 is the time on Q Breakfast.